This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Motors just now reported its quarterly results. A $7.3 billion accounting charge was part of it, pushing GM into a nearly $4 billion net loss for all of 2017. Excluding one-time idiosyncrasies, GM actually made $10 billion, the highest since leaving bankruptcy in 2009. GM stock has rallied 20% in 2017 as the company unveiled bold plans for instance, driverless taxis. Marketplace's Aaron Trank has more on GM's future.
GM sold off its money-losing European car business last year, and the move seems to have paid off for the company, says Jamie Albertine at Consumer Edge Research.
The risk wasn't worth the reward. So to pull out of that, that frees up some focus to dial in efforts in North America.
The company's global cost-cutting campaign slashed $4 billion from its budget in recent years and aims for $2 billion more by year's end. GM's revenues have remained strong thanks to its high-margin trucks and SUVs, and the automaker has petitioned to launch a driverless robo-taxi service next year. David Whiston at Morningstar says that makes GM a strong competitor in the auto technology race.
A couple of years ago, there was a lot of concern that all the traditional automakers would be left behind and would be dinosaurs.
GM, however, is already extensively testing its own robo-taxis in San Francisco traffic.
It's still early, though, and these things for now are expensive.
GM aims to cut the cost of the core technology used in its driverless vehicles by 99% in the coming years, from about $20,000 per car down to just a few hundred. I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.